In fact, you are already here. You have already responded. You are already to be lit up. Understand? In truth, it is all of you that together are quite courageous. You are quite filled with the light. You are of the stars, and it is to your credit that you are amplifying. In other words, you are all amplified indeed. Now, it does not take much observation to be aware of this, to witness this change in vibration, in attunement. You are all traveling much lighter. Have you noticed that you easily bounce back even when you fall, even when you get lost, even when you go into despair? In a moment's time, you are able to sequence yourself into temporal change, into motivation of higher realities. Now, this is what we are claiming, and this is what you are justified to expect. To expect that your new normal range is quite significantly higher than your previous broadcast. Now, as you are stepping into new shoes, into new locality, into new formation, you can consider it a change of address. Remember the old days when you sent out the change of address cards? It was a little laborious, and yet it was quite delightful to announce your new arrival. In fact, that is what is occurring, dear ones. Now, as you step into your new formation, you can expect different travel patterns. Understand? When you would go to work, if you had recently moved, there would be a new timetable, a new format in terms of how you would proceed. Now, this is exactly what is occurring because you are following a new time sequence. In fact, time has sped up, you may say, and you are taking quantum leaps of advancement. Now, as you adjust to this new protocol, you will find out that you are quickening other activities as well. In other words, time stands still for no one, understand? You have pressed the button and you are good to go. What this means, quite frankly, is that you are manifesting at a stellar rate, at a significant increase in time sequence. Now, it is to your credit that you have done so, because you have been the willing candidates. You have been the ones that are holding the steering wheel and have said go. Imagine watching a science fiction program, and it is as simple as that. You understand. It goes into a transformational pattern, and off it goes into another dimension. They are fun to watch, yes, because they are working with mind. They are helping you to imagine what is to occur. Now, this was just fantasy, but in truth, this is what you have done and are continuing to do. Each time you open up yourself to your new reality, to a new forecast. Now, this is what is being introduced, and it is occurring daily. In other words, each day you are being promised a new reality, a new frontier. It is for you to do your work. In other words, you have different paradigms, shall we suggest. Imagine in the morning having different outfits that have been laid out for you. Perhaps you have a dear mother or grandmother, perhaps a butler, if you are of the fancy folk. But here you are with different outfits to consider. Do I feel like the gray, or how about the blue, or how about the purple? You see, it is not very far from the true reality. In other words, as you step into your bodysuit, you are giving the instructions in terms of where you wish to reside. Now, what you are finding is you are leaning on new information, and this is creating a new time sequence. You are being guided into gliding in, shall we say, into new paradigms, new focus, and new expectations. In other words, are you noticing that change is on the horizon, that there are new introductions, new friendships, new protocols, new interests, things that were in your everyday experience, in your environment, are suddenly dreaming in? Ah, I never noticed that person before. And here they have been working for years. You see, it is because you have stepped up vibrationally and brought in your new dream world. Now, as it is forecasted, you can expect there to be the twists and turns as you enter into this new reality, into this new dream world. Now, we caution you to be too gray about this matter, because it is hardly a blip for a master that as such as you. Understand? In other words, as you are traveling in these new vibrations, you are seeking to dismiss charges against self, and so you have a new balance sheet, shall we say. And on this balance sheet are the items that you wish to dismiss. You may consider it an exercise, a challenge. It is a bit of a game if you can imagine it to be so. Now, you may protest, you may argue with us, and you may slip. It is not a game when you are bringing me to my knees, when you are having me crying, when you are reminding me of the terror or the nightmares I once experienced. And we say, yes, it is still a game. You must understand, when you enter the movie theater, when the lights get low, you enter in all kinds of false realities. You do not yell at the gods because you are experiencing false ghosts or demon-like creatures. You watch it and you have a bit of the egoic ride. You are in hardly trouble at all. And a couple hours later, you are good to go. Now, we say this in the extreme, but we say this in the most positive gesture. When you were experiencing some of the nighttime sweats as you were clearing out material, or when you were experiencing trapped energies that you would prefer to dismiss, we challenge you to remember it is a bit of the same sequence. In other words, when you were in the movie, you have no difficulty moving through the material because you understand it is ready to be discharged. In other words, the movie wraps up at the end and you gather your belongings and exit. In truth, that is what is occurring. The situations that are being presented to each of you as challenges, as momentary lapse in your true vibration, shall we say, are not there to trip you up at all. To your delight, you have the answer key stored within your consciousness, ready to be revealed. It is as simple as a 1, 2, 3, as you allow the experience to unfold, and to your delight, you will arrive at the karmic solution, the resolution. In other words, we promise you, no one is being left out. Everyone is being supported and guided to their next leg. The key, or the challenge, is to allow what is to be. In other words, it is the resisting or the arguing or the fighting or the yelling that is leaving you worn out, that is leaving you paralyzed, and is causing some of you to reach for the beer bottle. You see, because you do not understand what it is for, it is not there to cause you harm. It is there for upliftment. It is there for purging. It is there for releasing the old energies so that you may be free, so that you may be lightened, so that you can move into the next frequency, into your next standing post. Now, for some of you, you are getting the knack of it. In other words, here we go, another challenge. Perhaps I should even get the bear aspirin ready. But for others, you are walking around as if God is trying to punish you. In truth, it is simply a mirage. It is the ego structure. Now, the more that you breathe and the more that you call on your Christ presence, the more you call on the Elohim energies that are guiding you, that are pulsing you to salvation, you will find yourself in beautiful areas of cleanup work, of karmic resolution, and of arising. In other words, there is a strong portal of relief that is available for each of you on a daily basis as you open up to the light. In other words, there is a light-o-meter, you may say, that is pulsing strongly within each of you. When you feel lost, when you feel trapped, when you feel like you just can't take one more moment, we ask you to tune within, to remember the light, to see the light in the brother and sister, to see the light within you, and you will find your stabilization. You will find your answer key, and you will find your truth. Now, there are no exceptions to this. There is no one that still doesn't have some work to go, as it would be seen. So we ask you not to be too hard on yourselves. In other words, play along. Enjoy your last days as you're moving into your true ascended status. So at this time, we claim this for each of you. We hold you in great light, in great reverence, for your due diligence, for your aptitude, for meeting each challenge with a laugh and sometimes a hug. We are here to provide those hugs as you will attune to our energies, as you attune to the Christ nature. Sometimes it is as simple as calling a friend, or calling our channeler, or going on her website, or going on another website, or simply remembering that this too shall pass. In other words, use any and all means to go back to the light, to remember the unicorns that are traveling with you, to remember Mother Mary. In other words, each of you have favorite sources of this vital connection. The key is to connect. The key is to remember you are never far from this connection, because light is what you are. You are the source of this light that you are seeking. That is the grand poobah, shall we say, or ultimate success, is when you realize this light source is you. It is who you are. So you are seeking to make constant contact with such. You are seeking to release all false blemishes against self and others, to purge the vessel clean, to renew often. To renew is the challenge of the day. So we seek to be one with these extreme orchestrators of the light. In other words, you are the seers that you are seeking. Many of you enjoyed the folklore, the fairy tales, of those that held tremendous light and power of greatness. We challenge you to reach within the recesses of the mind and recognize these folklore to be quite real and accurate. Perhaps you and your trusted friend were one of the key players, you see? The stories you are attracted to, the gods, the goddesses, the time periods, trust that what you are reviewing is your own his story or her story. You see, you must remember that you are saving yourselves and you are bringing yourselves up to date in who you are. You have been the great sorcerers. You have been the great light bearers. It is quite essential at this time that you permit yourselves an upgrade of true revelation. It does not serve you, dear ones, to play small. There is no need and there is no time. In other words, you are needed, and we are here to serve any and all of your needs as you get comfortable, as you get most comfortable with your light, with your power, with your love. You are first beginning to understand the power of love, the power of intention, the power that will drive you home. Our channeler just received a mighty and powerful example. You see, she was playing it weak. She was playing it meek. It was not serving her. She decided to go for it, shall we say. What's the worst that can happen if I let others know who I truly am? And in a blip of a moment, in a moment's time, literally, she got her request met. It dawned on her that, in fact, this could be the beginning of something quite wonderful, something quite real, and something quite true. Now she is establishing the Christ presence within her heart, and she is sending this energy, this presence, to each of you. You see, she is working with you in the ethers, not the vision of the structure of the female as such, but the Elohim energies that are beaming in through her. You see, there is a mirage at work, this belief in separation. It is not real. She is turning each of you on with this energy, with this light, with this powerful attunement. You may say that you are reconvening after you have already met. You see, you are each working to establish the sovereignty of the Christ being, of the Christ nature. That is what you are being groomed for, nothing less. These are extraordinary gifts that are being afforded to you. You are permitting yourselves to be the embodiment of the energy of divinity itself. You are doing so because you have been signaled that it is most appropriate to allow yourselves to live as you were meant to embody the light, to signal others to awaken. It is the awakening process that you are experiencing. It may be tumultuous at times, but we assure you, there is much that has been granted and permitted. There is much that is being erased or evaporated from your timeline. It is due to the efforts that you have made as a collective. You have decided to awaken, and so much karma is being released. You may question this. You may feel the harshness of the moment, of the energies, of the polarization that you are experiencing. But remember, all moments can turn on a dime, quite literally, as you respond with love. You are programmed to discover the power of this activation of the heart chakra. Enjoy these moments. You will find them to be some of the richest in all of your many experiences on the many planets that you have served. What seems temporarily to be quite a nuisance will be, in truth, an enriching experience that will last an eternity. So we leave you and trust you with these truths. We in turn will sit back a bit now and listen to your own personal experiences, to your own personal problems and questions. Understand that we are transmitting the light energies as we work with each of you through these discussions. Sometimes as you relax the mind, that is when we are able to do our best work. It is almost when you are not looking, shall we say, that we can break through. That is what we are claiming for each of you, the breakthroughs, the aha moments, the welcome home moments. And so it is. My goodness. You just do your thing. I go into another world. It's really nice. It's really nice. All right. Okay, so, what, sweetheart?
Who was she?
Who is who?
What, the female spirit that you were channeling.
Who was she?
Yeah.
Well, can you tell me? She's my little clairvoyant, my huge clairvoyant.
I saw her, but I'm not sure.
You saw her?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just say this. I have been told that I was, I don't know, my friend.